I think my mum's getting a bit morbid. She was on the phone last night trying to tell me about her decision to become an organ and tissue donor. One moment we're talking about the weather, and the next minute she's chatting about what she wants done with her organs when she dies. That's not something I really need to know about, is it?
It's actually really important that you know the donation wishes of your family members. In Australia, the family will always be asked to confirm the donation wishes of the deceased before donation for transplantation can proceed. Around 40% of families in Australia do not give consent for organ and tissue donations to proceed. And in many cases, this is because they don't feel they can confidently make a decision about the wishes of the deceased. This could be because they haven't been informed about their family member's donation decision. It hasn't been discussed in a while, or they just can't remember. So it's worth taking the time to be clear about what your family members want. Because there's around 1,600 people on Australian organ transplant waiting lists at any one time. And just one organ and tissue donor can save or enhance the lives of 10 or more people. You can discover the facts about organ and tissue donation by visiting www.donatelife.gov.au. Once you've made your decision, you can register it online at the Australian Organ Donor Register by visiting www.medicareaustralia.gov.au, calling 1-800-777-203 or completing a form at any Medicare branch. And remember to talk to the people close to you so that they know your wishes, in case one day they're asked if you wanted to become an organ and tissue donor. For more information, remember to visit www.donatelife.gov.au. While you're there, you can check out the Donate Life Book of Life, a collection of stories from brave and thoughtful Australians whose lives have been touched and transformed by organ and tissue donation.
This project is sponsored by the Organ and Tissue Authority.